Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In Faith Network Radio. Celebrate Christ with us as we go behind the scenes of Christian entertainment to reveal hidden blessings and share with the Christian community. In Faith Network Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to In Faith Network Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson. I hope everyone has had a great week thus far, and if you're in the path of Winter Storm Jonas in the D.C. Metro area, please be careful and stay warm. I am in North Carolina, and of course, we're scheduled to get pretty icy conditions and some snow here, so I am suspecting there will be a lot of school closings tomorrow. So I hope everyone is comfortable and cozy because we have a lot to talk about this evening. My guest is the founder of In Grace Ministries and host of Christian Talk Radio show called Atlanta Live. She is also, in addition to being an author, a speaker, teacher, and a short-term missionary. Her passion for ministry and her family and her quest to inspire others drives her every moment. She founded In Faith Ministries out of a calling on her life to share with others how God and His Word brought restoring truth to her life. For years, her heart has been burdened for those who need to hear God's Word and who are suffering due to circumstances beyond their control. Having personally experienced God's grace, salvation, and life-changing power, my guest's desire to extend this same love, mercy, and encouragement to others so they too may be reconciled to God. Along with being a wife, mom, and grandmother, my guest is currently pursuing her master's degree at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary. So it is my pleasure to welcome Ann White to the show this evening. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you, Lisa. It's so wonderful to be here with you, and we're getting a little bit of that weather down our way as well, but certainly not quite as bad as what all of you are experiencing.
That's so true. It's a little I have gone out. I've got lighter. Batteries. I've got bottled water. I did all
yes.
those things that, you know, they make fun of people doing, running out and getting, you know, water and toilet paper and bread and
yeah.
milk. So I am all
But you
set.
Don't want to be stuck without it.
That is true. That is definitely true. So, Ann, I'm definitely glad to have you on the show tonight. So tell us a little bit of something about yourself that I didn't cover just now.
Gosh, let's see. You did cover, I'm a grandmother, two grandchildren, a
wow.
little girl, age 7, a little boy that's just under 2 years old. And they are just the love of our life. They are so much fun to be around. But my husband and I have been married, this year will be 30 years, and
wow.
we met in high school. And so, you know, my journey began, you know, way back, obviously, in high school and growing up as a little girl, and the things that we learn as a little girl and kind of establish often tend to carry us throughout our lives. And so
right.
Mike and I met when I was 14 years old, and we married when I was 22. And started having children and started building that life together, and it kind of went fast forward from there.
Now,
but,
can you tell us? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was thinking, what else would you like to know? I mean, I love to hike, bike, ride horses, very outdoors. I love, you know, nature. I love to get in God's country and experience
nice.
It. So you can ask me anything.
Well, how about telling listeners a little bit more about your book and why the subject of courage is so important to you, Ann?
Lisa, this whole process started for me back in 2012, and God just brought me to a breaking point in my life. You know, I talked
mm-hmm.
about, you know, how I came from 14 years old, and you go through the teenage years, and you go through your 20s, and you get into raising a family oftentimes, many of us, and you just kind of get on that fast track in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself in my mid-40s stopping and thinking to myself, where am I headed? How did I get here? And where am I going to go from here? And as I really began to draw ever and ever closer to the Lord over the past 15 years, I just began to be very convicted that my life was not in the path that I knew the Lord wanted it to be, and certainly not where I even wanted it to be. And so he really brought me to a breaking point in 2012. He kind of prepared me along the way because he knew I needed to move at this slowly. I wasn't one of those who would just jump and go, okay, one day I'm here and tomorrow I'm going to be somewhere else. So he gradually just really worked on me and drew me into him and brought me closer to him, which often gives us that strength that we need. But one night, May 29th, 2012, I just fell to my knees. My marriage was all but over. I didn't know which way to turn at that point, and I really just cried out to God and said, God, where do I go from here? And I think the saddest part, Lisa, and I think many of your listeners probably can unfortunately relate to this, is that nobody else knew. I had kept that part of my life in isolation. And, you know, being a Christian, going to church every Sunday, and even at that point, being a Bible teacher, I hid that part of my life that was just crumbling and falling apart and made kind of just that facade of, we're the perfect little family. And I kept that facade as long as I could, but God knew I couldn't keep it there any longer.
Wow.
So, that's where it kind of all began. And the bottom line is I didn't have the courage to come forward. You know, courage is so important to me because I lacked it for almost all of my life. And I'm not talking about the courage that we talk about, you know, to jump out of an airplane. To do courageous things like that. I had no problem riding roller coasters, doing anything like that. You know, you can't scare me there.
Right.
But in life, I made my decisions based on fears because I grew up with a childhood that was very dysfunctional, with a father who, God rest his soul, was angry. And so I developed a lot of fear as a child, and I learned how to try and please and just make everybody happy.
Right.
You know, do what you've got to do to keep this first person from getting angry. So, courage.
So you learned how to walk that
fine
line.
You do. You absolutely do. So I lacked courage. I lacked courage for either conflict or confrontation. I was scared to death of conflict, and it affected me. It affected our family, raising our children. Because if my husband would get angry, and he had a temper, not as volatile as my dad's, but he had a temper. And so even if his temper got elevated, I would go into a panic, not even realizing. Because, you know, as a kid, you develop these coping mechanisms.
Coping mechanisms, yes.
Yeah, that you don't even really realize you have. They're subconsciously affecting your life. And so he might get angry with the kids, raise his voice, and I would begin to panic. And I would begin to say, oh, you know, they didn't mean it. And I'd try to fix everything. And it just became this dysfunctional dance that we went through for 25 years of our marriage.
That's a long time to be walking on eggshells, Anne.
It is. It absolutely is. So really, God had no choice with me. I'm sure along the way, and I can look back and I can see how he led me to Scripture, but he had to draw me closer to him to where I knew he would protect me if everything else fell apart. And then he finally brought the marriage and my life to a complete breaking point to where I was ready to make that decision to walk away. If it was just going to be me and God, then that was going to be okay. I was ready.
You know, I believe that we all have a God-given talent and that we are here to use that talent to help not just ourselves, but others as well. You know, and people are placed along our path, not just to guide us, but to inspire us and to help us reach our true potential. So, Anne, can you name one person that was placed on your path to help you with your mission?
Oh, I can name several people that were placed in my path along the way, but you know, one in particular that spoke into my life, Debbie Hale, spoke into my life at an early point in our marriage when we were in crisis. And she was a Christian who loved me unconditionally, who loved us and our family unconditionally. She had gotten close enough that she didn't know much, but she could tell things weren't quite what I tried to make them appear.
Right.
And when there were dysfunctions and so forth, she was the Christian who loved us no matter what. And my husband and I have always said that about their entire family. They're, you know, you don't, sometimes I think that's our greatest fear as Christians. You know, church should be one of the safest places in the world for broken people.
Mm-hmm.
Yet broken people are scared to death to walk in the door because they're afraid they're going to be judged.
Right.
You know, so we put on our little mask, go to church, that everything's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a couple who we really began to feel safe around. And as we were going through the breakdown of our marriage in those final years in 2012 through about 2015, that was one of the families that were lovingly, unconditionally, just right standing beside us, our pastor and his wife. Who are mentioned quite a bit in the book. There was they were the first couple that I revealed our secret to. We'd known them for 15 years, traveled with them.
Mm-hmm.
And on May 29th, 2012, I wrote them a note. I was actually traveling. I was in Israel at the time. And so my book goes into detail about this experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I unveiled the secret that had been just bottled up inside of me for 20 years of the deterioration of my marriage. And so they stood beside us as we both sought the Lord even on a deeper level and sought healing. And then our counselor, who is a pastor and a Christian counselor, who taught us and brought us back to life. So there have been instrumental people. You know, God pulls us into community and he surrounds us, like you said, with people who lift us up, because he tells us in his word how iron sharpens iron and how, you know, two are better than one, you know, because one falls down, the other can lift the person up. And we're supposed to, you know, confess our sins one to another so that we might be healed and be encouraged. And so he doesn't expect us to just live in isolation. But it took me a long time to realize that.
Right. So, Anne, when you speak to women and girls, where do you find that they struggle most with courage?
You know, I think they struggle most with courage in making choices.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember as a teenager and all the way through, if you have fear in your life, if you're dealing with any fear in your life, then you're going to base your decisions and your choices on that fear rather than being courageous. So I think most young girls and women today make choices sometimes or often, it depends on the person, based on fear of letting someone down, fear of disappointing, fear of being rejected. And then those fears make us do things that we wouldn't normally choose to do.
Wow. Now, before we get wrapped up in hearing more from In Grace Ministries founder, TV talk show host, speaker, teacher, and author, Anne White, I'd like to let listeners know that our live chat session is open. You're welcome to comment or ask questions there. You can call us at area code 646-200-4071. And, of course, after the live show, I will be posting the podcast and recap blog to readersentertainment.com. So for those listeners that want to learn more about Anne and her work while we're chatting with her, definitely check out her website, In Grace Ministries, and that is www.ingraceministries.org. So definitely go there and check out the fun, interesting things and that Anne is doing and more about her ministries. So, Anne, you have an action step for each letter in the word courage. Can you explain what those steps are?
I absolutely can. You know, as I began to think about courage and pray about courage, and of course that's, you know, my whole transition of coming out of isolation and moving into a place of healing and restoration revolved around having courage, courage to face conflict, courage for all these things. So as I began to think about courage, I began to look at those different steps, and it just began to make sense. The acronym COURAGE came forward, and so the C step in courage is the very first step that one person has to make when they want to change their life, and that's commit to change. If you know you've got to do something, you got to commit to doing it and get off and say, you know what, I'm no longer going to live like this. I know the Lord wants me to move. I know the Lord wants me to change, so I'm going to commit to doing that. Then you get to the O step, which is overcome those obstacles that are in your way, because we all have them. You know, whatever it is, you know, if it's, you know, if it's fear, if it's sin, you know, we've got to overcome those obstacles to get forward. And then the U step was the one that was very important for me, was uncover your true self. I talk about in that chapter really getting to know who you are, who God sees, how God sees you, and begin to unearth that person inside that maybe you've suppressed for many years out of fear, trying to be someone else. So that's the COU. Then the R is to replace those worldly lies with scriptural truth, because we do, we adopt all throughout our life, even as children, we begin to adopt these worldly lies. They can be as simple as you're unworthy. And that's where Satan gets in there, and he becomes our inner accuser and continues to tell us those lies. So we've got to begin to replace those lies that we've believed for so long with scriptural truth.
Right.
And then the A step, then the A step in courage is accept those things we cannot change.
Because that's a big one.
We can't, exactly. We can't always change everything. One biggie I had to learn was, I can't change my husband. I can only change me. And I needed some changing. So then the last two, the G and the E, are very important because it's grasp God's love for us. Once we're going through all of this, we've got to really embrace and grasp how much God loves us, gives us that strength and courage. And the E is embrace a life of grace, because I learned through this whole thing, there were a lot of things that I had done that I felt a lot of shame over. There were a lot of things in my life that I dealt with a lot of guilt and shame. And God told me, my grace is sufficient. And I began to truly embrace that life of grace. And it's really been such a healing process. So that COURAGE acronym, it's all explained. Of course, we go a lot deeper into it. You know, I do in my book. But it really gives us those simple, very specific steps. And then I go into details and very personal accounts of how each one of those steps, the things that I needed to overcome. And I challenge the readers to do the same thing, to overcome those obstacles and, you know, uncover their true self and so forth.
Now, you talk about the four pests of pressure. What are these, and why is it important that we're aware of them?
Okay. Well, when you're going to uncover your obstacles, when you're going to begin healing, you've got to find out what's at the root. Because often we think, okay, there's these things on the surface that we're doing. So we're up here, you know, we have bad communication skills, or what, you know, whatever it is, we're angry, we're committing a habitual sin or something like that, and we've got to say, okay, I'm doing this, but then ask the question, why? Because deep down inside of you, there's something going on. And so I came up with these four pests of pressure, because they do put pressure on us. And it's really the four main issues that we often deal with that cause just havoc in our life. Those four are fear, hurt, sin, and shame. Those are the four biggies. So if you think
and all
about something
four are ridiculously
doing,
hard to just kind of get past.
Absolutely. It takes work. It does take work. And it took me in counseling several years to really get to where I am today. And but I tell you, it is worth every minute and every heartache that you go through struggling to get past these things. But if you look at your issues or something that you're doing, there's some underlying sin in there that, you know, that you really need to deal with, or there is some underlying fear, you know, you're doing something because you're, again, afraid, or there's hurt. A lot of times we have leftover hurt from childhood, from teenagers. It could be, doesn't have to be our parents. It could be something happened at school. It could be a breakup that we had, a divorce. It could be there's some hurt there that's just got us trapped, and we've got to deal with it. And, of course, shame is that other biggie that God doesn't want us to walk around with these things. You know, Jesus died on the cross, and he came to this world to set us free, to give us a life, and to give it abundantly to us. He wants us to live that abundant life, and we can't do that when we're wrapped up in these
holding on to the baggage.
Tests.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Anne, tell us how we can develop more courage.
You know, I think the first thing that we have to do is realize the areas in our life where we need it. Because the first thing to changing anything is being aware that there's a problem. So I think go before the Lord is the first thing that I did, and say, God, you know, show me what I need to do. And so I would encourage the listeners today to go before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm struggling in this area of my life. I do believe I need courage. Father, just convict me that it's time for me to change. It's time for me to get up and to learn how to develop more courage in this area. And then reach out to other people for help. If you're in isolation and you're, you know, and you've reached out to the Lord, now it's time to reach out to a safe person. You know, there are safe people in our life, and then there are some that are not so safe. So I think it's important that we identify people that we know will come alongside us, that will give us godly counsel.
Right.
And will help lead us in the right direction.
Now, for those of you just tuning in, I am speaking with author Anne White about her book, 7 Steps to Courage. Anne, can you tell us a little bit more about In Grace Ministries? Your website has some really exciting things on there. So can you let listeners know some of the things that they can find on your site?
Absolutely. You know, God started this whole process for me as he began to strengthen me and give me courage in 2012, I really felt he was wanting me to birth a nonprofit ministry. And at first I said, okay, Lord, what in the world for? And I was a Bible teacher at church, and I loved God's word, and I was finding strength and courage just by studying his word. So that was a great place for someone to start as well. But he wanted me to go a little step further. And so this entire last 3 or 4 years has been a step of courage every step of the way, even from starting a ministry that I had no clue what I would be doing to today being on a talk show and, you know, hosting and speaking in front of large women's groups and being an author. Never dreamed of it. But God put those passions there, and he's given me the courage to do it. So In Grace Ministries was birthed, and our mission is very simple. We have 3 very important missions that we care about. Number one is to strengthen believers in God's word. We want to strengthen believers. We want to teach an in-depth study of God's word because we believe in the transforming power of his word. And so if we teach people how to study and read and understand and not be, you know, some of us, as I was in the past, afraid that I wouldn't understand it, but really go into his word and learn to apply it to our lives and let it begin to transform us. So strengthen believers, equip ministry leaders. We believe on a local level, national and international level, that it's so important for a ministry to come in behind leaders and lift them up and strengthen them. We have a mission over to India where we are in constant contact with some strong women leaders over there, young girls in their 20s, but they're rising up and taking the charge and beginning to disciple and bring other women leaders along.
Oh,
so we
awesome.
Come behind them, we disciple them, we lift mm-hmm. them up, we go over, we visit them, we encourage them. I talk to two of them at least every other week. And so we want to continue to develop that and develop leaders. And then last but not least is empower women and children at risk. Because of my past and the things that I've experienced in my life, I have a huge heart for women and children who've been neglected and abused.
Mm-hmm.
And so my book speaks a lot to coping, you know, with all sorts of things that we go through, but abuse being one of them. I do address that in the book because many times you've got people that are silent and it's the unspoken thing that's going on that they're scared to death to tell anybody about. So I have a real heart for that. So as I go out and I speak on topics that deal, that really faces some of those hard. And so In Grace Ministries helps to produce programs, inspirational books. We're in the process of writing several Bible studies, and we're going out and we're speaking to these women and going on mission and strengthening these women around the world to become bigger, better leaders, to disciple others, because God didn't want us to learn and just keep it all to ourselves. He wants
right.
us to continue to multiply and grow others in the kingdom of God.
Now, and you wear a lot of hats, and that's to say the
yeah,
least.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So what do you like to do when you need a little downtime?
Oh, you know what? My husband and I, since our relationship has been restored, we love to hike. We love playing with the grandkids. I'm going to say that's number one. We have horses. We love to horseback ride. But my husband's a cardio king. He just, you know, he'll get out there and just, I can barely keep up with him. But we love to walk. We love to hike. We love to bike. And, you know, I think that's a great stress reducer. You know, it keeps
mm-hmm.
us healthy.
It is, definitely.
But it helps to bring that stress down so that I can keep spinning those plates on those other hours of the day. So,
now,
yeah, God's been good.
Absolutely. Now, your book, Seven Steps of Courage, will be released March 1st, and correct me if I'm wrong. So can you tell listeners a little bit about the whole process for you of getting it to print? How's it been for you? And who you're definitely hoping to reach by this book?
Okay. It's been a 2-year process, and it has been a labor of love, but a labor all within itself. I mean, it does take
mm-hmm.
a lot to produce a book. And then
yeah.
as you bring along the team members and the creative team members to, of course, we have a publishing company, but then there's the creative team members that are working on the cover. And as you get involved in all of those different facets, you learn
mm-hmm.
so much. So actually, as we speak, the final dot was put on the final I today, so to speak, and it
Congrats.
Has gone to the printer. It has actually
Yay.
Gone to the printer, so that's exciting. So normally it's 6 weeks out when you do submit that, and so we're beginning to prepare our launch teams and a launch party and so forth, because it's a very exciting process. But when
right.
I decided to write this book, greatest desire was to reach women who are in a place in their life where they're ready for change. And they know they need courage. And to give them hope and draw them in and give them some very simple but very effective steps to gain that. Because I can tell you, Lisa, when I was in that position and I was wandering around keeping everything inside and isolating myself, I was searching and looking, you know, for somewhere to go. And I'd been to counselors before, but I just
mm-hmm.
wasn't getting the answers. And so God was giving me the relationship I needed, but I also needed the counseling part of it. You know, I also needed
right.
to understand how I think, how I was thinking, why I was thinking the way I was, and that I needed to get a counselor for. But this book, you know, really gives these women a little more insight into the process that those that the counselors give. As a matter of fact, our counselor really walked and helped a lot in the process to create a lot of the charts and a lot of the steps that are in this book. So it was a labor of love. I just pray that women out there who need to read this, who are looking for some answers and some direction, will find it amongst these pages.
Wow. So, Anne, can you let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. The best way to get in touch is through the website, which is that you had mentioned it earlier, www.ingraceministries.org. Here over the next few weeks, our creative team is working really, really hard to get our website pages up, our social media pages. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And it is Anne White, IGM, for In Grace Ministries. And so all social media sites, you can find us there. And then our website for Seven Steps to Courage, which will still fall under In Grace Ministries, is going to be up, I'd say, in the next 30 days. So just make sure you jot that name down. We'll be under also Seven Steps to Courage, and that's the number 7, stepstocourage.com. And you can find out anything about the book there. You'll be able to pre-order the book. There'll be resources that you can download, and you'll be able to go on our website and get in touch with us there. And so if you need prayer, if you have questions, comments, find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, Instagram, contact us through the website. We'd love to hear from you, and we would love to invite you to come and hear me speak on these topics this year.
Wow. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. It has been such a pleasure having you with me this evening. And you're definitely welcome to come back at any time. We'd love to hear an update on how Seven Steps of Courage is doing, as well as your many ministries.
Thank you very much, Lisa. It would be an honor. And thank you for having me. And thank you, all the listeners that are listening in.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to, again, thank our listeners for joining us here at In Faith Network Radio. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. Under Christian Radio, you can check out the recap blog of Anne's show later this evening. And if you'd like, you can leave a comment there about tonight's show. We would love to hear from you. So definitely tune in next Thursday with me on Readers Entertainment Radio. Jerry Alexander, author of dark, gritty, and emotionally packed romantic suspense, will be my guest. I am your host, Lisa Watson, saying thanks for joining me tonight. Be blessed, be inspired, and happy reading. Good night, Anne.
Good night, Lisa. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
In Faith Network Radio, blessings through entertainment. www.infaithnetwork.com. Come join our ever-growing Christian community.
Good night.
Good night, Lisa. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye.